This interview and the entire Real Men Connect podcast is brought to you by Ministry Men of Influence, the first ever men's only Christian mastermind group for aspiring speakers, writers, podcasters, coaches, and course creators. So if you're looking to turn your God-given passion into a full-time profession, but you need help and don't know where to start, just go to ministrymen.org for details. That's ministrymen.org. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't fear the future, they fight for it. Let me say that again. Real men don't fear the future, they fight for it. Way back in 1988, now I say way back because I remember 1988 because I was 20 years old. That year, Bobby McFerrin won a Grammy Award for his song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. It was Song of the Year. Now, it seemed like you couldn't go anywhere without hearing this song on the radio. You know, it was one of those songs that you liked it initially when you first heard it, but then you hated it after they played it 50 million times a day. Now, the title said it all, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Now, we can debate the lyrics of that song all day long, but one thing we can't deny, it caught on and it resonated in the spirit of a lot of people. Now, I bring it up because last week I introduced you to a lesson on man's greatest challenge, based on a presentation I gave to a group of about 500 men at the Iron Sharpens Irons Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Now, and I said that man's greatest challenge is deciding every day what type of man he's going to be. And I mentioned last week that he has five choices with no exception. Now, last week we discussed the first option and we called that man the whiner. That's right, the whiner. We said that this man is the one who's paralyzed by his past, because he blames his present situation and his present conditions on his past problems. Now, if you haven't heard it already, go back and check that episode out. I'm telling you, you'll like it. Well, the second option or type of man he can choose to be is the one we call the worrier. I call him the worrier. Now, unlike the whiner, he isn't paralyzed by his past, but he's fearful of his future. So he's afraid to move forward. He finds himself constantly looking down the road, afraid of what negative thing could or would happen if he took action. Remember, we said that the whiner is always asking, why me? Well, the worry is always asking, what if? He asks himself questions like, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if I do this and that doesn't happen? Now, unfortunately, I know this man all too well because I was that man at one point in my life, particularly right after I graduated from high school. First of all, I was the first person in my family to graduate from high school, which was a huge accomplishment, even though I barely graduated. I'm talking about a solid C average with very low SAT and ACT scores. But graduating wasn't a problem. It was what was next for me, because most of my Caucasian friends were deciding to go to college, and a Navy recruiter basically told me I wasn't even smart enough to even drive by college. So I decided to take my low GPA and poor SAT scores and apply to colleges. And guess what happened when I applied? I got accepted, but after being turned down and rejected by at least 30 colleges, ouch. Now, I got accepted by a small community college, and I thank God for community college because they'll accept almost anyone. But the college was nearly 8 hours away from my home in the hood in Miami where I grew up, and I had never lived outside of Miami before. Matter of fact, I didn't even know South Beach was in Miami until I went off to college and a friend told me. That's how sheltered my life had been. And then guess what happened after I got accepted into college? That worry man rose up in me and started asking questions and caused me to be too afraid to even go to college. Questions like, Joe, what if you go to college and you fail? What if I'm not smart enough to graduate? What if the students and teachers there are racist? What if something happens to my mom and sister while I'm away from home? You get the point. But what about you? Has God placed a vision on your heart to cause you to ask, what if? Maybe it's to start a business and that worry man in you asked, but what if it fails like 80% of most startups? Maybe God calls you to full-time ministry like me, and the worry man in you asked the same thing that he asked me. But what if I can't financially support myself and my family? What if no one gives financially to my ministry? Or maybe God told you to write a book and you ask, but God, what if no one buys it? What if I never finish writing the book? And what if no one likes it? Now, do any of those things sound familiar to you? Well, what about these? I want to go back to school, but what if it's too expensive? I know I need to exercise more, but what if I injure myself? I want to stop drinking, but what if I can't hang with my drinking buddies anymore? I don't want a divorce, but what if she never changes? I want to give my life to Christ, but what if my friends turn away, or what if I can't stop doing what I used to do? In the movie 300, which I mentioned in the last episode, King Leonidas asked the leader of one of his allied armies to check his soul. When that leader spoke of future defeat and what the enemy would do if King Leonidas and his men didn't retreat or surrender. When I faced my enemy, you know, that enemy of fear of leaving home and attending a college that was 8 hours away from home, where I would be the only African-American male in all of my classes on a campus of 10,000 students, I did what King Leonidas suggested. I checked my soul and I went off to college and I did it afraid. Let me say that again. I did it afraid. And in just 3.5 years, I graduated from college with my bachelor's degree early at the age of 20 at the top of my university class, was voted student of the year out of 10,000 students on that college campus. And I became the youngest tenure earning professor ever hired to teach in the state of Florida at the age of 24, receiving my doctorate degree before I was 30 years old. And all of that almost didn't happen because the warrior man had me by the throat, fearful of my future. So what's the lesson to be learned here about the warrior? It's that you'll never learn to walk on water if you choose to stay in the boat. Now, Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." 2 Timothy 4:7 says, "I did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom and my righteousness, and all things will be added unto you." And Mark 4:19 says, "The worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things choke out the word, making it unfruitful." So if you're this type of man, this week I'm challenging you to check your soul. It's not don't worry, be happy. No, it's don't worry, be faithful. So your life will be fruitful. Because remember, real men don't fear the future, they fight for it. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect, as you know, is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this episode has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.